Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter garden chores. Winter's a great season to carry out a number of gardening tasks. This is a good time to prune deciduous plants, grasses, and some perennials. Clean garden structures by scrubbing them or pressure washing them. Pull up and compost dead plants from your fall vegetable garden. Renovate your beds by adding lots of organic matter and tilling the soil to a depth of at least 6 inches. Pull up any weeds and refresh mulch around existing plantings. Rake up leaves, or if you have a mulching mower with a bag, mow the leaves and dump the clippings on your flower beds as mulch or add them to your compost pile. Wait until spring to fertilize your lawn and landscape and adjust irrigation to reflect the plant's lower water needs. For more information about the winter garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bad berries. Many people grow holly so that they can use sprigs of it in their holiday decor, but just be sure to keep an eye out for any bad berries that might be lurking in your landscape. Several other plants that produce red berries have become serious pests in Florida, including Brazilian pepper, nandina, and coral ardesia. All of these are non-native invasive species, which means they spread into natural areas, crowd out native plants, and disrupt habitats. These three plants pose serious challenges for public land managers since large-scale eradication efforts are time-consuming and costly. You can help be part of the solution by removing any invasive plants you might find growing in your landscape. If you need help identifying an unknown plant, your county extension office can help. For more information about invasive plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, light pollution. Many of us use artificial lights to accent our gardens and find our way at night, but the same lights that help us can lead to light pollution that adversely affects wildlife. Light pollution threatens wildlife by disrupting biological rhythms and otherwise interfering with the behavior of nocturnal animals. Animals that navigate using the moon or stars can be disoriented and drawn to bright artificial lights, including baby sea turtles and certain migratory birds. Artificial light can also affect the feeding and calling behaviors of amphibians, like salamanders and frogs. To help prevent lighting from harming animals, use as few lights as possible in your landscape. Opt for fixtures that have shades that shield light and direct it down towards the ground. For more information about protecting wildlife, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, backyard fires. In crisp fall weather, the heat and flicker of a fire can add comfort and enjoyment to cookouts and other outdoor gatherings. A fire can provide a place to sit with friends and neighbors, talking, cooking, or just staring into the flames. Build your fire in a permanent or temporary brick or stone fireplace, freestanding patio hearth, fire pit, or chimney. Place it on the patio or in an area clear of grass and brush. Try one of the many traditional cookout foods, like hot dogs, s'mores, or corn on the cob. Sitting around a fire is an ancient and fun way to spend quality time with your friends and family, and enjoy the landscape on a chilly fall evening. For more information about backyard fires and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, iguanas. Cold weather poses challenges for Florida gardeners, and in some areas, you might even have to worry about falling iguanas. Iguanas that were originally imported as pets now roam wild in Central and South Florida. Our subtropical climate is ideal for them to survive and reproduce, but when temperatures drop, the cold-blooded animals may fall from trees. Several species have become established in Florida, including the common green iguana, Mexican spiny-tailed iguana, and black spiny-tailed iguana. Green iguanas are the largest, reaching up to 5 feet long. Gardeners sometimes have problems with adult iguanas feeding on plants, flowers, and fruits in their gardens. To avoid this, choose plants that iguanas don't like, or explore other ways to deal with these nuisance lizards. For more information about wildlife, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.